Hello. Tina Marie.
Tina Marie.
She's not here. Come in, have a seat.
Oh, Tina Marie.
She's not here.
Tina
Marie.
Hi.
Hi. Watch out. Watch out for her wheelchair.
Yeah,
be careful. How are you in there? You okay? You comfortable here?
I'll be all right.
Okay. All right.
It's kind of dry in here. Oh.
Yeah, I just made some baked goods for you.
Thank you, Tina Marie.
Baked goods.
Those are delicious.
Tammy, have you met Tina Marie?
Not
officially?
Not officially.
Okay, you know Tina Marie, you know Tammy.
Don't call me Tams. Tammy. I'm going by my God-given name, Bernie.
Bernadise.
BJ. My last name's Giacovelli.
Okay.
Bernadise Giacovelli.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right.
Now, honey, as your aunt, I'm a little concerned about what's going on here. This house is in disarray. Is your mother? What's going on?
She's not here. She's still at work.
Oh,
she's
my God.
She's supposed to be here in a second now. Don't worry about it. She's going to be here, and she's going to start cleaning this place
up. I know. I can't stand it. You know, we're supposed to be doing all these performances coming up.
She's
not making any rehearsals, Tina Marie. I'm very concerned about your mother. I really am.
She's got to get it together.
It's getting to the point where I can't even see a face anymore. Really. I mean, she's really just...
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. Thank you, honey. You know, I don't even want to see her. I really don't even want to see her. I really don't.
Bernie. I'm going by Bernie. Oh, you're going back to BJ. Back to BJ. Yes. Oh, great. Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you brought out all the muffins and all the eggs.
Oh, boy, Tina, you smell like a grease pan.
Honey, I'm so sorry. I mean, I was working overtime over there at Aphrodite, you know, construction and lumber and ristorante. You know.
How was it today?
Oh, God, what a hellhole it was there.
Was Linda over there again today?
She comes by, you know, to get her takeout. She won't sit down at a table. You heard that?
She won't
sit down at a table.
Now, I wanted to talk to you because Bernadise is in her poor wheelchair here and her electric mobility.
It's a hover around.
It's a hover around. I barely got through the door.
She can walk.
I barely got through the door.
We had to jimmy it.
I feel so bad because my house is not set up for the handicap.
Well, you knew that, Gina Marie, when you were in the wheelchair for quite some time.
Well, there was a problem that I did have.
Fell down the stairs, honey.
But I always had to be carried in through the front door and put into my chair. My chair would not be able to leave. I had to have two different chairs.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? One was in the garage.
Of course, I remember that.
Oh, that was hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
I always had a traveler with Joey or Frankie.
Oh, God, really? That was the worst 6 months. Really? Mm. The worst 6 months. And
terrible.
In winter.
Terrible.
In winter.
Yeah.
Winter.
Where's the coffee? Go get the coffee.
I already brought some coffee.
Oh, well, then get the creamers. Where are the creamers? You know, Jeremy likes her creamers.
Bernie, you okay? BJ, you all right?
It's so dry in here.
Why don't I open the window? Go get the creamers. I'll go open the window.
Bernie, are you okay? I know you saw it. Tina Marie.
Yes.
Bernie went down to Dr. Slashinger. She got a dry throat for
him. Oh,
honey.
You got
a halls? I need a halls.
Let me see what I have in my pocket.
Did you go back to Dr. Slashinger?
I've gone back three times now. Three. And all he says is take a halls and drink a water. And
really?
I don't know. I'm not doing anything. It's all he says.
Here,
The secrets. Go get the secrets. There they go.
Even
a cherry coin.
You are
a
lifesaver.
If those don't work, I definitely have something that will work. God. So really, God, it's been such a long time since you've all been together like this.
Oh, God, honey.
Well, ever since you stopped going to church, Gina Marie.
Well, you know how it is. I've been very busy. They need me down at Aphrodite.
Exactly. Well, and I hear we're planning a wedding.
We are planning a wedding for New Year's Eve.
Tina Marie.
No.
Congratulations.
It's not Tina Marie.
It's not my
Well, you know Tina Marie's with Afro.
With Jamal. She is with Jamal. So
I'm
not waiting on Tina Marie. You know who that is, you know. But it is my son, Joey. And his boyfriend Gino.
His boyfriend, BJ.
Yes.
Bernie, his boyfriend.
You know, it's not going to be the typical wedding, you know.
No,
which is why
you can say that again.
That's right. So that's why we're having it on New Year's Eve.
Wait, is that Is that legal?
Well, honey, it's going
to
be...
Do they do that now?
Yeah, did you talk to Father Murphy Brown about it?
Not there.
I don't think Father Murphy Brown is going to be involved in my son's wedding.
Oh, no.
Okay,
well,
what are the logistics, honey? What's going to be...
It's a normal commitment ceremony is what it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, is it going to be... Are you going to perform? Is it going to be... Is there a theme?
Well, oh, God, there is a theme, honey. I didn't tell you about this?
No, honey, no. What is it?
Oh, it's Cinderella wedding.
Isn't that wonderful?
Cinderella.
So, yeah, there's even going to be a pumpkin coach.
That's right. And your horses and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going all out.
How does that work when there's no Cinderella?
Well, you ever heard of Cinderella? Yeah, it works.
Oh.
It works,
okay.
You know.
Well, you know,
sure.
I consider myself a modern girl. So
yeah, of course. Nothing wrong.
Oh, it will work. It will work.
Okay.
I mean, this is the wedding of my dreams, camping.
Okay, now what else? So you got the pumpkin style coach.
That's
where are you having it? Where is it going to reside?
Of course, we're going to have it at Mama and Bob's.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
So
there's so much history there. Especially with Joey was conceived there.
Joey was conceived there.
Yeah. We'll do the catering.
Of
no
course.
Okay.
We're going to have eggplant parmesan. It's Joey's favorite, of course.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Be some kind of selection there.
Hey, how are you going to afford all this is what I want to know.
Well, honey, I've been working with three jobs. I mean, it's getting tough.
I mean, look at this house. You
can
tell she's never here.
Well, my house is a little bit in disarray. I can see that. But, you know, you've got to give me credit, though. I'm really trying to put it all together. You know, I mean, it is burning quite a hole in my checking book.
Well, I mean, it's a brick deal. It really is a brick deal.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Now, I will make sure that the Astoria Gazetteer knows all about it.
Oh, I hope so.
I will spread the word at church.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure all the ladies know about it.
Yes.
They're going to want to know.
Oh, they're going to want to know.
Oh, please do.
Oh, yes.
Oh, please do. It's going to be a big event.
Does Linda Scavullo know yet about this?
Oh, I'm sure
she does.
Yes.
I was just...
Oh, have you talked about...
We were talking.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, now...
What does she have to say, I wonder?
Oh, well... Some things.
She says it's nice, I'm
she
sure.
She says it's going to be something to see.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yes.
And it is. Beautiful.
Honey, it's going to be a spectacle.
Gorgeous.
Is what it's going to be.
Uh-huh.
A real spectacle.
Well, I hope
absolutely.
So. I hope so.
No question.
Yeah.
Now, is it going to be performing or?
No, I mean, we will have, you know.
Well, we're going to do something.
Well,
right?
I'm sure we're
going to
do a number, I'm sure.
Okay.
But we're not having a big band. We're not having the
What
energy.
Are you getting here? Don't tell me a DJ.
Yeah, honey. Well, that's the modern thing.
Really?
A DJ at a wedding?
Yeah, well, honey, what happened was there had to be a compromise, you know.
Yes, Gina wanted the Cinderella wedding.
Yeah.
And Joey wanted your disco DJ needs you.
Your disco needs you.
Yeah, that Kylie Minogue song. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
You know, I didn't get it, but, you know, he had to do the compromise. I mean, apparently they want it to be like a big club at the end of the night, you know.
Really?
And I'm excited for that.
That is exciting.
Well, you know, our night's at Mix.
Oh,
that's
true.
That's,
oh,
you know, Mix. So it's going to be like a big
BJ,
night.
BJ,
yes.
You got to hear about this.
Yes.
So Gina Marie and I have been approached
to
do these nights. Well, you know we're doing a showgirl thing again.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
So here we are being asked to do a Thursday night and a Sunday brunch at this Mix Astoria Cafe Lounge.
Yes.
You've heard of it, haven't you?
I've been there.
Don't you know where it is?
Oh, yes. Right across from the gas
BP.
Station, the BP.
That's right. Right on 40,
41st.
When
41st
works.
Street.
Louis works
at the
BP.
Exactly.
And
30
there.
Exactly. Now,
that's
what
right.
We're doing on Thursday nights is a dating game.
Yes. You remember that from back in the day, Bernie.
Oh, I love that. I watch it to this day.
On the Game Show Network. On the Game Show Network.
Of course
love it. Well, everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Really
I've actually been on. I've been on.
You have
been?
I remember
1978.
We're doing Prices Right, Jim.
That's how I met my fourth husband.
Really?
Yes.
Get out, Brad.
Yes.
Kenny? You met Kenny on...
Kenny, he was number two.
Oh, my God.
Number two.
But your fourth husband.
Amazing.
That's confusing.
I know. But there was only three, so he couldn't be four. He couldn't be number four contestant.
But
he
was your
fourth
husband. But he was the second contestant.
He was number two.
Oh,
God, I understand. Well, what we're doing is the dating game on Thursday nights, and then Sundays, which actually, this might be good for you, Gina Marie, we're hosting brunch there.
That's right, I did hear
brunch,
about that.
And what I was going to say, you could have the groom shower there.
That would be wonderful.
Might as well. I mean, they'll probably give you a good deal. I mean, they know you can't afford much, so, I mean, you could come in and, you know, they could do something.
Well,
and
that might not be a bad idea.
You should, would Gina like, I mean, the groom shower would be for Gina, right?
Well, no, honey. The groom shower would be for For Joey, of course. Yeah.
Oh, I'm confused about the roles and all.
Yeah.
I don't
mean, it's, you know, it's really for both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess, oh, God, yeah, I guess.
Are they going to be living in the basement apartments after they get married? Are they going to be moving out?
Well, that's the plan for me. Of course. I love having them down there. Really. That's, you know, oh, honey.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, all right.
One big happy family.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how it is. Oh, I wouldn't want my son leaving.
No, well, that's true.
No.
What about you, Tina? You're not living at home now, are you?
Well, you know, I do have a bedroom still.
Did you? Oh, I would never change that.
You know, and then I also, you know, sometimes stay at Jamal sometimes.
Well, she does, you know.
I thought you were talking about turning her bedroom into the studio.
What studio?
The rehearsal space.
No, honey. I wasn't talking about that. No, where did you hear that?
I haven't heard about this.
Must be Romans. Romans.
I could have swore that you said.
No.
Because remember, I said, you know, we'll use my gymnasium.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's what we've been rehearsing anyway.
And I said that one day when, you know, Joey leaves the roost, you know, you could just, you know.
But you said you didn't want to rehearse in the basement because there's no light down there. That Tina Marie's bedroom would be better.
Oh, honey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about what I said.
Okay,
okay,
well, yeah. All right, well, listen, we really got to get going.
Oh,
we
really do.
I'm taking BJ down to the podiatrist.
Oh,
she's
right.
Off the foot.
Oh, okay. I don't want to talk about my feet. It's a whole nother story.
Oh, no.
It's a whole nother story for another day.
And then, am I seeing you at rehearsal later? What's going on?
Of course, of course.
Okay. All right, now, Tina Marie, honey, give me a kiss. Okay.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, come back
anytime. Thank you,
okay,
so
all right, honey, yeah, be careful.
Are you
going to
be able to get out of here?
I don't know.
Do
you want
a to-go cup for BJ's coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Let me find one.
Give me three more of those halls. Three more of those halls.
No, it's a secret, honey. It's a secret.
Oh, it's a
secret.
Mm-hmm. You don't want the
such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick to the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who seen us know that not a thing can come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. All kinds of weather, we stick to the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. Sister, don't come between me and my man.